Hey, everybody. My name's Dane.
And I'm Jimmy.
And our podcast is called Bubbling Questions.
We do would-you-rathers from listeners and a Twitter bot.
Along with one-person game shows using ridiculous stuff we find on the internet.
Like, what kind of dick are we talking?
I shall not tell you.
Okay. All from our very real hot tub.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very real. Not a gimmick at all. Find Bubbling Questions wherever you get podcasts.
And I'm Jimmy.
And welcome to the Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Balboni.
And I'm Jacob Rubin.
And today is Siren Time. No, Sunday, December 29th.
There's a siren going by.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody's either on fire or somebody called the cops because there's like a young person nearby. I don't know.
That's probably more like it.
Yeah.
Or they crashed into somebody else because it's raining today.
Yeah, it's wet.
And it's still 2019.
This is the last episode we'll be recording in 2019.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This will probably not be posted until 2020.
Yeah, we have another episode. A lost episode.
Yeah, maybe that'll go up before this. I don't know. I'll just get them to will.
We'll just put them together.
Yeah.
You get to hear two in a row.
Just a double length. And this one will be as long as I have battery on my computer.
Yeah, so it's probably good that we didn't post that last episode.
Yeah.
You'll get news from that, news from this. It might even be...
This will be a short one.
Okay. There'll be lots of news. That you'd probably be like, damn, that's hella old. I already knew about somebody who posted that.
In this one, we will be discussing both big pieces of Star Wars media, Mandalorian and Rise of Skywalker, but we will not do that until after the break in the second half of the episode. So if you would like to avoid spoilers, you will be able to. But we will be discussing those in this episode.
But you haven't seen Star Wars yet, and you suck.
You really should just see it. I feel like if you haven't seen it by now, you're not going to see it. You're just not going to watch it.
Yeah. We had one customer that said that he hadn't seen yet because he'd seen Parasite twice instead.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna go see it a third time.
I did hear that was amazing, and I really want to see it. Instead, I saw Jumanji.
I can't believe you saw that.
Yeah, well, I like the first one enough. And
did you see that one in theaters?
Yeah, that was so. This is actually a funny story. I don't know who told this on the podcast. So you may have noticed that this time 2 years ago we had Star Wars and Jumanji in theaters.
Really?
Yeah, Star Wars and Jumanji were in theaters around the same time.
I did not notice that at all. Also, so, Jumanji : Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the Jungle, yes. And this time, Jumanji : The Next Level.
Okay.
So, I'm on my first cruise ship around the holidays.
Okay.
And we make a stop in Fiji, in the largest city in Fiji called Suva. And there's a movie theater, and it's like $3 movies. So I'm
great, nice.
Star Wars is out.
Okay.
They have mainstream movies. They'll definitely have it. I go there. They're showing Last Jedi only one day a week and showing other movies on the other days of the week. And I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, we have it, but we're showing other movies instead. And I was like, what?
Why?
And they're like, oh, there's other movies people want to see. And I'm like, no, there aren't. Like, you're showing Jumanji 7 times today.
Oh, my God.
They're showing Greatest Showman. Like, nobody wants to see. Like, yes, nope. People want to see these movies, but, like, the fact that you have Star Wars and you're showing it twice a week is insane.
That's crazy.
So I was just like, whatever, I'm here. I have the time before I have to go back to the ship. I'll just watch Jumanji. And it was a fun time of the movies. And I ended up seeing Star Wars in Sydney, like, a few days later.
Okay.
I thought Jumanji was, you know, the second one, it was fine. The twist of having The Rock be controlled by Danny DeVito and Kevin Hart be controlled by Danny Glover is pretty funny. Awkwafina's in it.
Uh-huh.
And she's working her ass off. It was good.
I like Awkwafina.
Yeah.
Did you see that movie she was in, that serious movie she was in, the really sad movie?
The Farewell?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I want to see that. Also sad, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like a big old bummer. Yeah. Okay, here's the question. Okay. If you were to put Awkwafina in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, who should she play?
Psylocke?
That'd be cool. I was thinking maybe less of a, like, fighty character and more of
like a funny character?
Yeah. Like if
that's true. She is really funny.
Yeah, like someone...
Jubilee?
I mean, word. that's kind of it. Like,
are we thinking of Asian characters?
I wasn't. I was really trying to think of, like, who's just a funny character who, like...
Howard the Duck.
Oh no, Gwenpool! Like
that, yeah, that would be good. Yeah. I fucking kind of hate that character, but
yeah,
I just yeah.
I think I should read more. They're really trying with Gwenpool.
They keep trying.
She's on a team. She's got her solo book. They're putting out specials and crap. Yeah, they really want her to work. And I don't know. Like, I don't know anyone who, like, I follow what most of the subscribers here are getting. Mm-hmm. I mean, how well does Gwenpool even sell here?
But I know she sells well at other stores, sure. Like really well. She's just not for me. And that's fine. Sure. Deadpool isn't for me either.
Yeah, I don't really care for Deadpool that much.
She breaks the fourth wall, like, even more.
Well, her whole thing is that she was a comics fan who got sucked into the Marvel Universe.
Exactly.
So, which is, like, a novel idea. I don't know. I don't really like, world-breaking shit like that.
Yeah. That's the thing.
But, like, I guess as long as they don't do a big event where, like, you know, the universe is about to end, and she's like, guys, it's okay, it's not real, I know how to beat this, because I read in this comic, and you guys all forgot about it, because it got retconned away, but now I know the answer, and I was like, how do you, like, sort of, if they, like, almost used her to be, like, Layla Miller in House of M,
that
would be shitty.
Yeah.
But as it stands right now, we're just having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of new things and shows, apparently they've now released, like, the full schedule of all the things that are going to be released ever. Forever and ever.
Oh, the movies?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Just 2020 things that are happening. DC's Legend of Tomorrow is still on. Did we know that show still existed?
Oh, the one with, like, Rip Hunter and Captain Cold and Heatwave and shit. And,
apparently it's still on.
I've followed none of, like, the... I watched a few episodes of Arrow, and I've seen a couple random episodes of Flash, but, like... All this DC live action shit, I just can't.
I know. I really liked the first season of Supergirl and Flash. I watched both of those for a little bit. But then it got really convoluted. And I was just like, I can't do this anymore. But I do want to watch, like, they have the CW on demand. And it's free.
Oh, okay.
And I want to
watch. With, like, your cable package or whatever?
I have Sling.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. And Amazon, I think if you just have an Amazon Fire Stick, you can watch it.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. And they have the whole crossover, the... Final Crisis. The one before that.
Infinite Crisis.
Thank you. I just reread it too.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. And so they just did that. Mm. And so they crosses over to all the shows. So I'm interested. I want to know what they did with it.
Wait, Infinite Crisis? No, you mean Crisis? It's
called Crisis on Infinite Earth.
Crisis on Infinite Earth. OG. Yeah,
the OG one.
Yeah.
Yes. Though it could be cool if they did the Grant Morrison one.
Final Crisis? Ugh, what a confusing... I feel like I should reread that now that we're, like, a good distance away from it.
Yeah.
And it did have the Legion of Three Worlds.
It did.
Which was really cool.
Yeah. So, and I think they could do that on that show, actually. Anywho.
What, bring in the Legion?
They have brought in the Legion.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know that.
They have, like, Brainiac 5 on Supergirl.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. I can dig on that.
Yeah. Anywho, Legends of Tomorrow is still on for somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So they're renewing that. Chilling Adventures of Sabrina restarts on January 24th.
Oh, okay.
Katie Keene. We're going to have to watch it.
Mm.
And then talk about it a lot.
I don't know. Like, I said this on my criminally underrated Riverdale podcast.
Indeed.
Pep Talk. Who is this for?
I don't know. The people who love Riverdale? I'm still not sure that is. I don't know who that's for either.
I mean, I can't imagine. That, like, I get that Riverdale exists because someone's like, look, I can make this super teen drama-y and, like, funny and weird and everything. And having it be based on characters, I guess, is good for, like, marketing.
Yeah.
But, like, no one under the age of 23 has heard of Katie Keene.
No.
I barely have heard of Katie Keene. Like, whenever I would buy Archie Comics Digest, like, at the grocery store or whatever, when I was growing up, there'd sometimes be a Katie Keene story in there, and I'd be like, why is this art so different? I don't care about this.
Yeah. And I only know about Katie Keene because she looked like Betty Page.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really cool. And so I was like, well, I'm going to collect these super old Katie Keene comics, which are very expensive. And... yeah. And most of the paper dolls are always cut out of them.
It's so strange that we are about to have essentially three direct adaptations of Archie content on mainstream platforms.
Yeah.
And like, yet this comics aren't really selling super crazy.
No. Not at all. It doesn't sell the comics.
Yeah.
At all.
It's its own thing.
Mm-hmm. Even the regular Archie comic, the new one that, you know, Fiona Staple did, and the kids don't care about that. Oh, well, they're still buying the old Archie comics.
Yeah, because they're still, like, that's what you want.
Yeah. But it has nothing to do with Riverdale.
No,
nothing. Which is also too adult for teens.
Yeah.
Like, young teens, anyways. Like,
that one, I tuned out toward the beginning of season two. Had I continued doing my podcast, I definitely kept watching. But, like, I just couldn't anymore when Archie starts the Red Circle.
Yes.
And, like, which, again, is a weird deep cut Archie Comics reference.
Yeah, which is really cool, though.
And, like, the hood.
The
Black Hood. And that's one of the heroes from the Archie Comics, like, yeah. Superhero. Like, they're throwing in.
He's a bad guy hero, though.
Or even, like, the Southside Serpents.
Yeah.
It's so strange.
Yeah. And there's a sex club, and, yeah.
And all the maple.
Bar.
Like, that's what I.
Veronica runs. What?
That's ridiculous. Yeah. That's some Gossip Girl shit.
Yeah.
That's what I really liked about Riverdale being, like, a maple syrup capital, because that was, as far as I was concerned, an original idea.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, you can, and part of me was like, that's not a thing in the comics, but it's like, who cares? It's more weird to me when they take something in the comics just to do it.
Yeah. I still want to count every time Archie takes his shirt off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a show on its own.
All right, so Katie Keene starts February 6th.
When you open it up on Riverdale, it should say in the description, his shirt's on the whole time. You just, skip.
All right, Katie Keene, February 6th. We're going to watch it. February 7th, next day, Lock and Key, season one, starts
cool.
on Netflix.
Okay. So
very excited about that as well.
Good for Joe Hill.
Yeah.
Joe King?
Joe Hill.
But he's Stephen King's son.
Yes.
Is his real name Joe King?
I don't know.
So he's just
name
joking?
Is Joe, oh, okay. Even. Maybe it's Joseph King. Mm. Is Stephen King's real name King? We have so many questions.
Yeah.
What
was his pen name? What was the one? He had like a whole separate...
Oh, yeah. He had a whole separate book line.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good trivia question, though.
Yeah. I have done that trivia question.
And you still don't know the answer?
I don't remember it. Okay. I don't memorize.
Pennyworth starts season two. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
And there's a bunch of other shit. Oh, this is kind of cool. Vagrant Queen is going to be Vault Comics' first show.
Mm.
Starts on Sci-Fi, so it'll quickly get canceled, as most Sci-Fi shows do. But it's cool that they have a show that's going to start.
The Sci-Fi Channel. We're really just hoping for that second Battlestar Galactica. Please, you didn't like the spinoffs. Please come back.
Please come back. Snowpiercer is going to start, which has been filming for 9 years now.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck? A bunch of shit that's in production. All right, we don't care about anything else that they
Yeah.
Say.
What you been reading lately?
Oh, I read Joker. Well, like, nothing came out this week. There's, like, 9 books that came out.
Right.
But I have been reading Joker Killer Smile, which is by Jeff Lemire and Andrea Sorrentino, and colors by Jordi Belair.
Mm.
And this is, like, the really fucked up Joker story, where the psychiatrist is questioning Joker, and Joker is just making him crazy, which is kind of like the kind of Harley-ish
sure.
story, which they mentioned.
Well, it's more like Rorschach, like the story about Rorschach and his therapist from Watchmen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like that too. Yeah. It's
which
very...
I guess is. Oh wow! So Harley borrowed that from Watchmen, not the other way around, because Harley came later.
Oh yeah, Harley came later. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very very dark, this book, and I love it. I highly recommend it. It's just watching this psychiatrist go deeper and deeper into madness.
Mm-hmm.
And with Nick, there's no drugs involved or anything. He's literally just interviewing the Joker. Mm. And you can, like, see the Joker taking control in the interview.
Mm.
And you can tell he's not noticing the psychiatrist. And then he gets home and he starts talking to the family. And you just, like, see glimpses of him going mad at times. And the art by Sorrentino just fits perfectly. It's dark, and there's just, like, flashes of red and black and
cool.
Just him descending into this madness.
That's pretty rad.
It is really cool. And there's this actually...
Is it a one-shot or is it a series?
No, it's a series, okay. But very short. It's from their
Black Label.
Their Black Label line, yeah.
Brought to you by Johnny Walker.
Yeah.
Have some scotch. Read some comics.
They're best-selling their whiskey, right? Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker, best-selling scotch whiskey. That was my trivia question.
I know. I never get to answer them. Yeah. Somebody always answers before me.
Yeah. I post them at staggered erratic times, so you can't, like, camp out and wait for them. And also, I have a fair number of people, since my wife is English, I have a fair number of people from England.
Oh, is that it?
So I post them at a time, like, when there's a good amount of crossover, when both America and England are online. America, remember America Online?
yes, I do.
Yeah.
You got mail.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's why it's almost always in the morning. But there will be one going up at midnight on New Year's. So if the very first thing you want to do in 2020 is answer one of my trivia questions, go to Jacob Rubin Quizmaster on Facebook and like the page.
There you go. Nice plug.
Should we go into do the break and then go into Star Wars talk?
Yeah, we probably should.
Cool. All right. We'll be right back after this break.
Today, documentary films are experiencing a major renaissance, and for good reason. But why are audiences increasingly choosing fact over fiction?
Is it a dearth of realism, like endless comic book sequels and end-of-the-world action movies? Are viewers choosing authentic storytelling over spectacular visuals and far-fetched plots?
Or maybe it's because docs f***ing rule. Hi, I'm Parker Romaine.
And I'm George Chen.
And we host SupDoc.
We didn't go to film school. We're just two comedians that dork out on docs.
And since 2015, we've been recapping amazing documentaries with comedians, actors, and filmmakers like legendary comedians Dana Gould and Todd Glass.
Musicians like Yacht and Dan Deacon.
And even media stars like Jesse Thorne and Francesca Fiorentini.
The AV Club called us enlightening, and Boing Boing said, SupDoc is a great idea for a podcast.
So find us wherever you get your podcasts or join us at supdocpodcast.com.
And follow us on social media at SupDoc Podcast.
I would rather have a day job than be a Pokemon master.
Han Solo is clearly more attractive than Indiana Jones.
I would take the Star Wars trilogy over the Matrix trilogy anytime.
The Legend of Zelda versus Super Mario. Who's better in bed, Jafar or Gaston? And would Thanos masturbate with the Infinity Gauntlet or not? Every week, Nerd Rage the Great Debates brings you the funniest comics, writers, and podcasters to settle some of geekdom's most divisive topics. Find us on Spotify or wherever you find podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Annie. Have you ever enjoyed a palaver?
Is it good to be the dog's dinner?
Who is this Bob, and why is he your uncle?
For the answers to all these questions, you'll have to listen to our podcast, Boo to a Goose, breaking down British and American expressions and idioms.
We use them, define them, and explain their history, all in a short, digestible format.
So go ahead and check out Boo to a Goose wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheerio!
That means goodbye. And we're back.
And we're back. That break was brought to you by...
whatever. I don't know. Star Wars?
Well,
Jacob Rubin Quizmaster, which you can follow on Facebook.
There you go.
Go to Facebook and type in Jacob Rubin Quizmaster and like the page, and you'll get a different trivia question every single day. I queue them up in advance, so even if I'm out of town, they still happen.
Also, go to Ghost Town Brewing.
Yay!
GhostTownBrewing.com.
Drink some beer.
Yay! All right, let's get into Star Wars. If you don't want to listen to this, then don't.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to spoil the shit out of it right now.
Should we go in in-universe chronological order or movie to Mandalorian?
Let's go Mandalorian to movie.
Okay, cool. All so, right. Mandalorian was great.
It was awesome.
The whole series was really fun.
Yeah.
There were some episodes that were, like, kind of, they felt like filler. It was, as much as I like the idea of, like, you know, like Buffy or any of the great shows, it's like you have a big long arc, and then every so often episodes that don't connect to that. But because of, like, the stakes of the Mandalorian's relationship with Baby Yoda, I felt that, and it was only 8 episodes.
Yeah.
Well, you don't need to do filler episodes when you only have 8 episodes.
Well, you know what? They have to do world building, I think.
I guess.
And, like, you have to have some bounty episodes, because he is a bounty hunter.
Right.
And you have to find, like, some characters that he's connected to at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind a filler episode. Like, it can't just be... in any TV show, it can't just be, like, constant, like... I mean, there can be constant action, but like there has to be something.
Well, constant like story advance. Like there was story advance. Some episodes that maybe they didn't advance the story this season, and they will next season. But like, this was the one with. It was a brutal waste of Ming-Na Wen.
Yeah,
that one with like the kid bounty hunter and like they go fight on the speeder bike.
That was the weakest episode for sure. I totally agree.
And which sucks because also a brutal waste of Amy Sedaris, who I think is so funny.
I liked her part.
Yeah.
I liked the little droids, like the helper droids.
Yeah,
like, that
droids,
was cute.
Which were one of the things from Phantom Menace that people didn't hate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I did the kid with the bounty. Like, he was annoying.
Yeah.
Like, I thought the actor was weak. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one sucked. But the rest of the filler episodes I thought were pretty good.
The prison one was cool.
That one was awesome.
But I also have an issue with why did Mando team up with these people, all of whom are bumbling and incompetent, and he just gets the job done, and then they turn on him, and their turning on him was, they were so impotent.
I think he knew that was gonna happen. After I thought about it longer, I just, because of him working with that dude in the past, Bobby from Sons of Anarchy, I was just going to call him that, because that's...
Oh, I think of him as the crazy guy who tries to kill everybody in The Last Man on Earth.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Which is a very, very good and funny show if you haven't seen it.
I watched part of it. Yeah. Anyways, so he plays the same character in everything, I think. Mm-hmm. Mando's worked with him several times, and he's always betrayed him, or something has always happened.
Sure.
So he's just like, oh, this guy's going to betray me. I don't want to split this bounty anyways. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to plan for this to happen. He doesn't know how it's going to happen, but he knows something bad's going to go down. So he just, plans for it.
Yeah.
And then he gets all of the bounty.
That makes sense. If you think about it that way, I just think they could have planned that a little bit better. And there's, little tiny story things that, I think the show could have done to, increase the stakes or make it less predictable. But, and I think that the finale of saying, this next arc is, it's your responsibility to take this child back to where it belongs, or if you can't, raise it as a Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Is a pretty cool, because it I won't be surprised, there's two things that'll happen, well, I guess other things could happen, but, the fact that the story's all right, this is your quest, and if you don't do that quest, then this is your quest, is a cool way to set up the next future.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really good way to end it. Though I was sad for the droid death. Because I was like, oh, sweet, we got the droid back. And I love Taiki Waititi.
Yeah.
They say
he directed this episode.
And oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
And he'll probably direct future ones.
Oh, but now he's dead. I mean, not in real life.
Well, but, that's the first IG droid we see.
Yeah.
For all we know, they all sound like that.
That's true, yeah. He could come back.
Yeah.
And then Mando's just going to kill him.
I love that, oh my god, okay, this was something that not quite bothered and confused me, but okay, so in the finale they get into that boat to go down on the magma, and it's piloted by an R2 unit that has arms and legs.
What is that?
That was,
it was so disturbing.
And then it was nothing. Then they blow its head off and nothing, and that was an odd little incredibly distracting moment.
Yeah, it was. He scared the crap out of me. He's the River Styx droid.
Yeah, it was gross.
Yeah.
And I think they could have done that with a different kind of droid. That fake out was, amusing, but, there was no payoff. All you did was give me nightmares.
Yeah. Forever.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, Mando, 2 thumbs up?
Yeah, I thought, it's getting a lot of flack on social media, which
it is. I mean, forever. Everything will.
Yeah, because it's Star Wars. Right. But, of people saying that there's no depth to it, and it's just good because of cute Baby Yoda. And I'm like, that's kind of okay. I think that people have overestimated the amount of depth that Star Wars has actually had. Maybe they have played Knights of the Old Republic too many times.
Oh, right.
and think that it's, such incredible, deep, nuanced storytelling. When Star Wars has always been kind of, this feels like what George Lucas was trying to do at the beginning, which was homages to old samurai movies.
Yeah.
That's great.
Lone Wolf and Cub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's fun, and Baby Yoda is so staggeringly cute. Apparently there's, this Baby Yoda, Baby Groot, argument.
Oh, standoff? Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby Yoda is way cuter.
I never thought the Baby Groot was cute.
Oh, I thought he was cute.
I thought he was cute, but,
it got annoying real quick.
I never had as visceral reaction to Baby Groot as even half as much as I did to Baby Yoda.
No. Adorable.
So, yeah.
Also, I loved the, one more thing about Baby Yoda, and then we'll move on to next Star Wars. They talked about, his planet and finding his, home. I felt like the Mando, knew the Viking Mando lady.
Oh, the armorer.
The armorer, yes. Yeah. Like, she knew more than she was, like, letting on about his homeworld.
Probably.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully she's not dead, and we'll find out more.
She's not dead. She killed all those stormtroopers.
Okay. I thought maybe there was more to follow.
Yeah, they would have shown that if she was going to die.
That's true.
Like, it's, you know, you don't see a body.
That's
they're
true.
Alive.
That's true.
That's what happened with Giancarlo Esposito, Moff. Ricardo, or whatever the hell his name was.
The main villain.
Who has a dark saber.
Oh, I know! Yeah. Oh, we didn't even talk about that. Yeah, that's great. That's the end. Well, they called him a Maul, right?
Moth.
He was a Moth. Oh, I thought he was a Maul.
Like Grand Moff, like Moff Tarkin.
Moff Tarkin. I thought they said Maul, and I was like, oh, he's a Sith Lord.
Oh, no. I thought he was a Sith, too. But I don't think he is.
You don't think he's a Sith?
No, but he has a dark saber.
But he has a dark saber, so maybe he is a Sith.
Does that make you a Sith?
I think so.
Because another thing I definitely want to applaud Mandalorian for is that more than any other Star Wars media I've seen is taking established expanded universe stuff and using it. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not, like, all these movies, oh, that's just a Facebook alert. all these movies just are ignoring all canon, like, they're taking the movie canon, but they're ignoring all other canon, just doing their own thing. They're saying, this is the canon now. This is what, like, because how many years and years of content do we have that took place after Jedi and comics and novels and everything?
Right.
And then Force Awakens comes along and wipes all of that.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, shitty, but yeah, sure, it's a new regime. But Mandalorian is taking ideas from all over the place. Like, we have an Ugnaught that with a full personality. We're seeing development of the Mandalorians. Like, all the Mandalorians. I didn't realize Boba Fett wasn't a Mandalorian until this show.
He wasn't?
No, it's always says Boba Fett wears Mandalorian armor. He, like, stole that armor.
Oh!
Maybe Jango's a Mandalorian, but that wouldn't make Boba Fett a Mandalorian, because Boba Fett, if you look at...
He stole the Mandalorian armor?
Well, okay, maybe not stolen. Maybe Jango Fett was a Mandalorian. But he took his helmet off a lot and let people see his face a lot. Jango Fett was a Mandalorian, who, like, then renounced it, and then... because we hang out with him in Attack of the Clones a lot, but Boba Fett wasn't trained in the ways of the Mandalorian. He's wearing his father's armor. He's not a Mandalorian. I think.
Okay.
I don't know. Someone's probably going to be mad at me for saying that.
Yeah, probably. Real quick, the black lightsabers of the lost tribe of the Sith. That's a YouTube video. We'll watch it. Not right now.
Sure.
We'll come back to it later.
Sure.
But I'm pretty sure that the black lightsabers are Sith lightsabers.
I just think if he was a Sith, he would have done some Sith shit during the fight.
That's true. There is that. Maybe he's training to be a Sith. So much.
But he's old as fuck. He's like 60.
He doesn't mean... everyone can do shit when they're older.
I guess Baby Yoda is 50.
I know, right? Like, he's just getting... Maybe that's why he's trying to get Yoda.
Yeah.
You know, like...
To get trained better?
Yeah, or like one of his Sith lords. This is like his...
Who's training at Palpatine, because apparently he's not dead.
Yeah, right? One of his many clones.
One of my favorite parts in Rise of Skywalker. Well, I guess now we're in Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, we're going to get into Rise of Skywalker now.
Where, one of my favorite parts of Rise of Skywalker was when Poe Dameron goes, somehow, Emperor Palpatine is back. And everyone's like, okay. <You got it>. They don't really get into it.
No. I mean, like, he has all those fucking tubes in him and shit. Right?
Yeah, he's the Borg Queen.
He is the Borg Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sure. He's so powerful that he was just, like, in the bottom of the ocean, and his little minions, his Crimson Empire guards, that's what they're called, right?
Sure.
All right. They just fished him out of the water, and were like, and he was, like, half a... alive, and
it's
we're just making up the backstory.
It's so tremendously whatever. Like, it doesn't
matter.
The whys and wherefores as to how Palpatine came back there aren't any.
We didn't see his body.
Yeah.
Right? There's that rule. And he's very powerful.
Yeah.
And gross. I believed it.
Thought that they needed like they killed Snoke and then revealed Snoke to be a clone or a created artificial being.
Right.
So they had to have some... I thought Snoke could have been the big bad, but then... Yeah, I think that... I liked Last Jedi, and I feel like a lot of its good choices were undone by this movie.
Right.
But the reason they were done previously, like Rian Johnson said, and I think this is so smart, that having Rey be the descendant of Palpatine, sure, whatever, fine.
Yeah.
But having Rian Johnson say... that she was hoping that she would turn out to be someone important.
Yeah.
And when it turned out she wasn't, that's an incredibly low story point. And if you go back and look at Empire, they're at, like, her finding out that she's no one is, for her, emotionally the same level of awful as Luke finding out that he's Vader's son.
Right.
That's the both, like, oh, everything I've thought is, like, I have to go against everything I believed. Everything I was believed that I would be, you know?
Yeah.
And then the fact that they ended that, and she's like, oh, by the way, Palpatine had sex. That's recently, after being old as shit.
Or did he... They didn't, like, say who he had sex with.
They don't.
Yeah. So,
but she's his granddaughter.
Right. Means he could have just, like, put a semen into, like, a bucket. Into a bucket. No. Like, they could have just, like, cloned... Not cloned her, but, you know, put it into, like, a...
What the fuck?
Just around. He could have just... Insemination. I was getting there. I'm sorry.
You. I have to point out that you were at a point in your life a medical professional. And now you're like, yeah, insemination, you know, when you put some cum in a bucket and then you mix it around. And then eventually you have a grandchild.
Right, exactly. Just like that. Ah, that's what happens. It was just real scientific stuff. Oh, man.
So you were at your vet tech spot, and people were like, yeah, I kind of want my dog to have puppies. And you're like, all right, well, here's this bucket. So I'm not going to tell you what to do. You got to take it from here. Yes. But it's a smaller bucket because it's for a dog, you know, not a person. What? The person buckets are much larger.
With horses, it's really true.
Yeah, that's a whole job.
Yeah.
I feel like people, I mean, there's dog breeding, but like horse breeding is probably like...
It's so gross.
Yeah.
Anywho, we won't get into that on this episode, because that's real sexy.
All right. So, anyway.
Stomach.
There were horses in this Star Wars.
Oh, I loved the horses.
I loved that they were just horses and they put, like, masks on them.
They put fur and masks on them.
Yeah, they're just like, they're just horses. We're not going to CGI something. Shut up.
Yeah, that was great. I love when they do that.
Yeah. Like, in one of the really early episodes of... Star Trek, the original series, they have some alien cat, and it's just a cat wearing, like, a sweater, and they put, like, a unicorn horn on it, and Spock's, like, holding it, and ooh, an alien, oh my god. You watch that shit in high definition, it's like, it looks like shitty Halloween.
That's what I love about J.J. Abrams, though, is that he actually does real effects again.
Yep.
And... Yeah, it looks so much better.
It's so much better than
having
everything.
For the weird, like, Carrie Fisher young again scenes. Though she looks good in her fake scenes.
It was okay.
Okay, it was okay.
It was okay.
But
it
the
was...
young Luke and Leia scene.
Sure.
Is really frightening.
Training
scene.
Oh, the training scene? Well, ooh. You'll notice that you didn't see their faces very much, and they were just illuminated by lightsaber, mm-hmm. because they were like, this is going to be upsetting for some people, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the overall, I thought the movie was solid.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I loved it.
We should probably call it here, because my computer's about to die. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to today's Gave Us Comments podcast.
He's Jacob Rubin.
I'm Jacob Rubin. Do we have anything else we need to plug? Do we have any, like, events coming up?
I was trying to get you to signal to say my name, but you didn't.
Oh. Oh, sorry. I forgot we did that as a bit.
We don't. I was just trying to start it.
No, we have done it.
Have we?
Yeah. We still need to come up with a new sign-off. If you have any ideas for sign-offs, tweet at us.
Yep.
Oh, crap.
There's a vote. Okay.
All right.
Bye,
thanks
guys.
For listening. Bye.